Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast, where we will be exploring what it means to heal from your past pain and programming so you can awaken to who it is that you truly are at the soul level. My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer, channel, and guide. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you as we activate our soul remembrance of what this human experience is all about and why you chose to be here at this time. Let's dive in. Welcome to episode 6. Today we're going to talk about how the healing and awakening journey is intimately connected to consciously creating our reality. One of the soul truths that we talked about is that we are the creators of our reality and that we do that through our energetic vibrational resonance. We also do it through our focus and our intentions. And we've also talked extensively about how often our intentions, our focus, our energy, our thoughts, our beliefs are all hijacked by the programming that has been perpetuated for many, many years, and how we are programmed not only by what's going on outside of us in our societies, in our cultures, and in our medias, but also the messaging that we get growing up in our own personal individual lives. All of these programs and belief systems create an energetic resonance within us that we believe on some level, whether it's subconscious or conscious, and that creates an energetic frequency within us. Our beliefs, our emotions, our traumas, our experiences, the stories and the patterns that play out in our lives all contribute to this energetic resonance. They all create energy. And those energies have frequencies and vibrations that vibrate within us, creating our energetic resonance. So when we talk about consciously creating our reality, or maybe you've heard teachers speaking about manifestation, it goes so much deeper than just what we've kind of been led to believe on the surface. A lot of manifestation teachings or the law of attraction, or maybe you've seen the movie or read the book, The Secret, really focus on how changing our thoughts or whatever we think we can create. And while this is partially true, there's so much more to it, right? Our thoughts are actually energy. And so it's not just the thoughts that create our reality, but it's the entire energetic resonance or vibration that is vibrating within us. So what does the healing and awakening journey have to do with this manifestation process? It's actually the most important aspect of creating our reality. When we want to have something in our lives, something different than we're experiencing, usually that means something better, right? A better job, a better relationship, better health, a better experience of our life in some way. The reason that we're not already experiencing that is because our energetic resonance is vibrating at a frequency that aligns with whatever we're actually experiencing. Now, if we're actually experiencing something extremely negative, we may have a hard time believing that or coming to terms with that. But oftentimes this resonance is deeply, deeply subconscious. Sometimes this resonance is a result of traumas that our ancestors have experienced, or they are traumas that have been imprinted into our DNA because of soul contracts that we chose to experience in this life. Now, we talked in past episodes about how it can be very difficult from that victim programming standpoint. If something traumatic has happened to us, we want to be very careful that we're not blaming ourselves. We're not saying that we did something wrong. We're not saying that we attracted this necessarily, although at a higher consciousness level, at a soul level, that may in fact be true. And that might be a truth that's very difficult to hold. And so I encourage you to let that go if it's not something you can hold right now, right? That's fine. It's never ever about feeling like we are to blame in any way. But the higher perspective is that on some level, in some way, our soul wanted to have difficult experiences, challenging experiences, because at a soul level, we understood the power and the expansion that would be available to us on the other side of that experience. And while we're in that experience, it's very difficult to align with that ideology. So again, if it's not something you can hold right now, then simply let that go. But do know that you hold the power of transforming or shifting your vibrational resonance to align with something of a higher vibration so that your life can begin to resemble something different, something more, something greater, something of a higher vibration. This is something we can teach at the conscious level, but it's actually something that takes time to integrate within our being, within our cellular structure. And it takes time for these changes to unfold and for our vibrations to align to something greater. It's not something that we can just do in one moment by simply thinking something differently than maybe we've thought, perhaps subconsciously, or that's been resonating subconsciously within us for many, many years. So sometimes I think that manifestation teachings kind of skip over that. Sometimes I think teachers want to make it sound like it's a quick fix. Oh, take my program and you'll be able to create anything you want in your life. And that's simply not true, especially at this time. And the reason for that is because, as we've discussed with the Great Awakening, this time right now is very important. We, at a soul level, have chosen to incarnate on the earth at this time. And part of that choice was about shifting this programming, this deeply embedded programming that has been a significant part of who we've identified as a human collective, again, for many, many years. So it's challenging. It's hard. It's difficult. A lot of this programming, a lot of the vibrational resonance that you may hold, again, subconsciously, has to do with that lower vibrational programming that we discussed in the Soul Truths episode, the victim programming, the fear programming, the separation, that we're separate from God, that we're separate from each other, that we're separate from the world, that we're separate from these things that we desire to create. There's a duality, a polarity, a separation. And yet the truth is, right, that we are all one. We're all energy. And we all actually, at the very core of what we are made up of, the same. We're all created by these tiny molecules of energy that are vibrating. And we are the creators of how those molecules interact through our energy and through our intention and through our vibrational resonance. So it's really important to honor how challenging it is for us, especially at this time, to really claim our ability to create a reality. We have to believe that it's even possible. And I know that for myself, even after the many years of work that I've done in this area, I know for a fact that deep down, subconsciously somewhere, there are still parts of me that don't believe it's true, that don't believe I'm good enough to have what I want, or that I'm worthy to have what I want, or that it's even just possible to create what I want, right? And that's part of it. That's part of this process, and that's part of this journey. It's actually an integral part of the journey, is accepting the fact that we are that powerful in the first place and actually believing that it's possibly true that we can even create those changes that we desire. Now, maybe we've seen this work in our favor in little ways, right? In subtle ways. I can think of examples like going into a giant parking lot that looks like it's full and using the law of attraction and saying, well, I'm going to find the perfect spot, or it's going to work out just right for me. Or, you know, like when I go on a vacation and I'm nervous about something not working out, the flight's not working out. Maybe I've had an experience where I had a short layover and I was worried I wouldn't catch my next flight, and really practicing the belief and really allowing it to permeate and resonate within my body that everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out just fine. Things will happen in my favor. And even if it doesn't seem like they're happening in my favor from my human lens, from what people would typically, you know, look at and how people might typically view the events that are playing out, and they might think that they're playing out poorly, but believing that the universe is always conspiring for me, always happening in my favor, even if I can't see how that's going to play out quite yet. So I've had these little experiences, but then there's bigger things, right? There's maybe relationships that we just can't figure out. We can't figure out how to improve them or help them to align and to be a more high vibrational experience. Or maybe we've had experiences of poverty or lack or scarcity most of our lives, and we just can't break through that. We just can't seem to create an experience where we feel abundant and like we have access to all of the resources or finances or all of the love or all of the friendship or all of the belonging that we deeply desire. And when we look at these things, again, they're deep programs, right? There's deep programming around scarcity and money and lack, and there's deep programming around love and belonging and connection. So we can see how this is not just, you know, snap your fingers, think something and it's created in that moment. That's not how conscious creation actually works. So what I want to talk about today is specifically how powerful our healing and awakening journey is and helping us to manifest the life of our dreams, the life that we truly deeply desire. And there's many facets to this, and we'll talk about them all. So when we look at the healing and awakening journey in terms of vibration, if one day we suddenly hear a podcast such as this, or we read a book, or we come across a teacher, or a YouTube video, a Facebook person that promotes this kind of thing, and maybe we hear this concept for the first time, manifestation, conscious creation, law of attraction, frequency, vibration, energy, and it starts to resonate, right? And maybe you had that experience many years ago, or maybe you're just having it now, and these concepts start to resonate within you, and you think, you know, that just makes sense. It makes sense that, you know, what we think and what we believe and what we focus on is what we're going to attract more of. And we talked in one of the first episodes just about how that's true just from a biological standpoint and a neurological standpoint of how our brain seeks out the evidence to support what we already believe to be true. So just on a surface level, we can see how that plays out. We can see how, oh, okay, if I'm focusing on this belief that life is always happening for me, then when something challenging comes along, if I can hold true to that belief and try to see my experience through that lens, I'm going to have a more optimistic and positive journey through that experience than I would if the whole time I was thinking and focusing on beliefs such as this always happens, nothing ever goes my way, things never work out for me, right? Reaffirming all of those negative beliefs. And so when we are thinking more positively, we're seeing things through a more positive lens. So just in that subtle way, that very surface level way, we can see how we can start to shift our perspective and actually shift the experience of an event or a situation or a relationship, right? This is one of the things that I work on deeply with my clients. Shifting our perspective. It's one of the first things that we can access when we start to consider that we have this ability to see our lives in a higher perspective way. But the deeper issue at hand is that energetic resonance, right? That many of us are completely blind to. Many of us don't really know what our resonance is. We don't know what hertz am I vibrating at? How low or high vibrational am I really? This is something that I've been studying for many, many years, and I don't know what my vibration is. I've been told by people that I have great energy, or that I just feel high vibrational, or people generally feel better after they've spoken to me. So I can assume that I probably hold a fairly high vibration. I've had intuitive mentors and spiritual teachers that are psychic or intuitive, also read my energy and have shared with me that I hold a high level of light within my body. That also translates to high vibrational energy because, as we've discussed, you know, energy is light. It is light particles. This energy coming into our planet is photon particles, and essentially it is light. And we are raising the vibration on the planet. More light is coming in to push the shadow out, to allow the shadow to integrate and to shift itself, transmute, alchemize, transform, transcend, so that it also becomes a higher vibrational expression of itself. So I have a sense that I probably have a fairly high vibration. That doesn't mean that I always have a high vibration, right? That's another aspect to this work, is that we have an amount of light that we can each physically hold within our cellular structure. And that has a huge impact on our vibration. But in any given moment, I could get upset at one of my kids, or get upset at my husband, or get upset at a circumstance, lose my temper, start to blame somebody, or start to feel like a victim, right? And my resonance will start to drop. So I have a baseline. We all have a baseline. But then within that baseline, we're constantly fluctuating up and down, up and down. When we look at the healing and awakening journey, and we talk about what it is we're actually doing, right? When we heal those lower vibrational beliefs and programs and traumas, stories and patterns, we are organically shifting and raising our frequency and our vibration. When we bring love to a situation that in the past has only caused us pain when we've thought about it, we are shifting our vibration. We are raising our vibration. The frequency of love is the ultimate healing frequency, and so forth, that it also will naturally and organically raise our vibration. So if you want to use your ability to consciously create and to change something in your life, let's say you want a better job, something that you love to do that pays better, somewhere that treats you better, whatever it is. It's helpful when you want to use this process to do some self-reflection, right? Take some time to think, well, why? What are all the reasons my brain tells me that I can't do that? And there may be logistic reasons, right? Well, this job is, you know, close to home, it's in my field, and I want to do something that's outside of my field, and maybe I don't have the experience, right? We have all of these third dimensional rules around whether we think it's possible for us to have the dream job that maybe we desire. But then there's going to be belief systems even under that. Do I feel that I'm even worthy or good enough to do this dream job that I want? Do I feel like it's possible for me to earn more money? Do I feel worthy of it? Do I have beliefs around money and how hard I have to work for it, or how hard it is to make that much money, or whatever it may be? And so it's going to be very helpful to do that deeper digging into your belief systems around why are you where you are? What resonates with where you are for you about your situation? Do you think that you have just the right education for this job? Do you believe that it's in your area of expertise? And do you think that it's just, you know, life is just hard and it's hard to find a good job, or that things don't really work out all that well for you? And maybe these are things you haven't even really sat down and thought about, right? So you really have to pay attention to what are the thoughts that go through my head and what are the beliefs that support those thoughts. But when we decide that we want to change something, there's always deeper healing that needs to happen, because again, the reason we are where we are is because energetically we resonate with where we are. Even if we're in like a unhappy relationship. There's a part of her nervous system, part of our energetic frequency that resonates with that difficult relationship. Did I observe my parents having a difficult relationship? Or did I see that on TV, or did I see that in other places? So that there's a part of me that just has accepted that that's a part of life, that that's okay, that that's just something that either I deserve or people have to experience, or that on some level my nervous system is comfortable with. And sometimes our nervous system's version of comfortable could be our conscious mind's version of awful. But we can honor the fact that, again, going back to our programming, you know, those earlier messages growing up, and maybe even the traumas experienced by our ancestors that may be imprinted in our DNA and all those things, that there is a part of us, maybe a subconscious part, that does resonate with that experience and therefore deems it as comfortable, deems it as just where I'm at and how things are. And a part of us is okay with that. Again, it might be a very subconscious part. It can be confusing, especially if it's something that we're experiencing that's not pleasant, to understand, well, how could a part of me actually want this? I don't understand that. But again, I encourage people not to always try to make too much sense out of it. It's just vibration. And it's just part of the journey that our soul chose to experience in this life so that we could work through it, overcome it, transcend it, transform it. But when we decide we want something more, we essentially send an intention out into the universe, whether it's been spoken out loud or whether it's just been sent out through our emotional vibration, a desire, right? The universe receives that desire. And in response to that vibrational desire, what ends up happening? And this is the part that often makes manifestation challenging and gets confusing for us. Because what will actually happen more often than not is that life will conspire to send us opportunities that may be disguised as challenges, difficult experiences, to help us work through that energy. So we may decide, that's it. I'm working on this belief that I deserve a better job. I deserve to be paid more. I deserve to be treated better. Not even I deserve, but you know what? I'm a powerful being and I can create this for myself, right? Maybe a conscious part of us has decided to start trying to use these beliefs in our favor. And what happens is something comes along where maybe the dream job, we see the dream job and we apply for it, but we don't get accepted. Or something happens in our current job where we get a promotion and it's even harder to leave. What this is doing is giving us, again, an opportunity to work through the energetic resonance that we have with the old pattern, our old way of experiencing life. Some will call it the universe testing us or challenging us, you know, asking us, do you really want it? And in a way, that's true, but I like to look at it simply as opportunities to untangle the messy energy, to disconnect from our resonance to the old. And this is going to feel very uncomfortable and it's going to feel challenging. And this is where we kind of have that upward battle against our own beliefs, our own programming, our own energetic resonance, our nervous system's resonance with whatever we're experiencing. And it can be challenging. But if we can hold strong and really dig deep roots into these new beliefs that we desire to access to support us in this new experience of life that we want to be having, this is where the transformation takes place. And sometimes that's the hardest part. You know, if you're trying to, maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to attract new clients and you've launched a new program, and as the launch continues, the evidence for your brain is showing you that no one's interested, no one's buying your program, nobody wants to work with you. That is the challenge. That is the opportunity to take these beliefs deeper, right? To make the choice, am I going to continue to try and create or strengthen these new neural pathways of this new belief system? Or am I going to revert back to old patterns of believing this is too hard, I'm not really good enough, no one's interested in what I have to offer, right? And that gives you a clue as well. That's a very powerful opportunity to take a look at what are the thoughts running through my brain. Where is my actual focus? Is my focus on lack of clients, lack of interest? Or is my focus on creating clients and creating interest? It sounds so similar, and it sounds like it's an attention to the same problem, but it's actually a very different resonance. And again, this is the part that usually trips us up. Because if we don't have the awareness or the expectation that this may happen, then as soon as we come across a challenge and are manifesting our dream, we're very likely to revert back to our old patterns, our old way of thinking, old way of seeing things. Our nervous system is essentially pulling us backwards and saying, no, 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 let's go back to the old job. We were comfortable there. It wasn't so bad there. We know that place. We know what that feels like. We know what to expect. This is where you belong, right? And so we really have to be mindful of forging ahead with these new beliefs and this new energy. But it's, again, uncomfortable, and it's something that we don't always know how to align with because we haven't experienced it before, so we don't necessarily know what it feels like. Okay? Now, when we are in that place, though, again, that is the deepest opportunity for our healing, that part of our healing journey, healing those old patterns, those old stories, maybe those old traumas, those old belief systems and programming. And it is on the other side of that that we have our awakening. Oh, wait a minute. If I hold true to this, look at what I can change, look at what I create. But we have to be very detached of how it's showing up in our external reality, because energy can be given and it can be received in an instant. But the changes that it can create for us takes time. It takes linear time for it to manifest physically, right? If you just think about it as particles of energy, an intention is set out, right? Those are just particles of energy sent out into the universe. And the universe responds and begins to bring particles of energy our way that will match the resonance of that. But if we only think it one time, or we only think it once in a while, that's the only power and momentum that it has. So every time that we run into an experience that reaffirms our old beliefs and our old resonance, now we're going to start sending that vibration out as well. So it keeps our desires at bay. It keeps them unable to fully come into fruition and be experienced in the physical because we haven't fully aligned with it. We haven't fully accepted it. We haven't fully embraced it. We aren't wholeheartedly and completely accepting it, integrating it, moving towards it, and allowing it to vibrate in our nervous system. This is one of the things that I teach in my programs. I call it Zero Point, where we learn how to constantly practice coming into alignment with ourselves and our own energetic field and feeling what's going on in our energetic field and teaching ourselves how to align our vibration and recalibrate our nervous system to what it is we desire to create. But it is a process and it's a practice. And if we really want something, then we have to be practicing the vibration of that something more than we are practicing the vibration of the old. And what gets in our way is subconscious versus conscious. I can't remember if I've quoted this before, but only about 15 to 5% of our waking moments, our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs, the way we show up in the world is conscious. The rest is subconscious. So it's almost a losing battle, except I would argue that as we do this deeper work, we are becoming more and more conscious, more and more aware, more and more aware of what's going on, how we're showing up. And also, very importantly, as we continue to immerse ourselves in these soul truths, one of them being that whatever is happening outside of me is simply a reflection of something resonating within me. And when we see that without judgment, right? Because that's the other thing that really gets in our way is our judgments and our doubts, all that monkey mind stuff, right? It starts creating stories in our heads. We really need to practice detaching from all of that, all that programming that we have about logic and, you know, create a list of the pros and the cons. Well, what if the list of pros and cons doesn't matter because you're actually in the driver's seat and you actually have the ability to create how this turns out? And it's not about probability anymore. It's about possibility, right? But that's something that we have to train our nervous system to align with. And that takes time as well. But as we can move forward more and more, seeing our lives in a brighter light, a more clear lens without that programming, that we are the creators, that we are in control, that life is always conspiring for us, it's just reacting to whatever vibrational frequency we're giving off. So the more conscious we can become about what vibrational frequency we're giving off, the more we have access to this creation ability. And so that's really important to understand that it's a process of even being able to believe that it's possible for ourselves in the first place, even if we do align with the law of attraction ideas consciously. There's always going to be subconscious parts of us that haven't caught up yet, that are still vibrating in the disbelief of it out of fear of owning our power. That's a big one because that's probably trapped in a lot of our collective DNA, our ancestors' DNA, because for thousands of years, people have been persecuted for claiming to be powerful, claiming to be spiritual, claiming to be healers, or to be able to manipulate energy, right? What we're saying today, what I'm saying in this podcast, could have resulted in torture or death in previous centuries or generations. It was not safe many times in our history to claim these abilities that we have, to claim our power, our sovereignty, our light. Okay, so that's very real, and it's in our collective. If it's not something you've experienced in your own personal life, it's certainly something that we have experienced collectively and something that probably many of our ancestors have experienced. So that fear is imprinted in our DNA. Even if we don't consciously have an awareness of it, we are afraid of our power. We are afraid of claiming our power. We're also afraid of the disappointment. And that really is connected to our worthiness. Well, maybe I'm just not good enough. Maybe I'm just not worthy of having what I want. Right? And that's a very deep soul wound for many of us. And it also is connected to this illusion of separation between us and the creator. We believe that we're alone. We believe we're forsaken. We believe we're lost, that we've been forgotten, that, because on some soul level, we have a memory of what it means to be one with God and with the universe and creation. And yet in this human experience, from this human lens, and as a result of this deep programming, we feel very separate and alone and unworthy. Right? So these are deep soul wounds that really do contribute to our inability to connect and access our ability to manifest and create. So just honor that, right? Honor that it's hard. It's possible. It's our truth. And yet it's very hard. And we're very disconnected from it. And yet the fact that it is so hard for us to connect to the truth of who we are and to remember these things and to access these abilities is also very intimately tied in with our soul purpose and soul mission, especially at this time, right? Because of the Great Awakening, because of the battle, if you will, of light and dark on the planet right now, a battle that the light has already won, is winning every moment, but that is still being played out because time is something that we experience here from the human perspective, but from the higher soul, higher light being perspective, it's already done. We've already won, or so I've heard. But it is still playing out, and so we have chosen to come here and be the warriors and be the ones that do this deeper work to clear the lower vibrational energies, programs, traumas, experiences, fears, right? All of those things that keep us disconnected. And that's another reason that it can be so painful when we try to access our manifestation abilities and it doesn't work. At a very deep level, we may feel this essence of failure, of not being able to access it. But that's just an illusion as well. That's just an illusion that's just created by our human perspective and our tendency to judge, to see ourselves as good and bad, right and wrong, doing well or not doing well. What should we be doing? What should things look like? Also ties into all of the outside expectations and perceptions and beliefs around what a good life looks like, right? That's also part of the process, is really getting clear on what are my desires. What are my desires? Maybe I wanted that dream job because that's what my parents wanted for me, or that's what society deems is good or will make me successful. But even through this process, we can also discover that our deep desires may be very different from what we thought they were. Maybe our deep desires are really to have a soul connection. Maybe instead of, you know, having a better job that pays better, has better hours and whatever, maybe we really just want to be doing our soul work, because if we were doing our soul work, then the hours and the pay wouldn't matter as much. And if we were aligned with the beliefs of abundance, then we would be supported no matter what, right? All these different things. But it takes time of moving through this process to even discover and to peel back the layers of what we thought our desires were, to understand more deeply what our true desires even are. And these are things that the universe and like our guides and God, source, creator know and understand, that our human does not, our ego does not. Our ego has a picture of what we want, and that may shift and change over time as we align more with our soul desire for ourselves on this life path. And that's okay. But wherever we are is where we get to start. And it's just about practicing these muscles of changing our beliefs around what's possible for us, what's true for us, and where our limitations are. And honoring where our limitations are, but also honoring that it is entirely possible and most likely our soul's mission to move through these limitations, to heal them deeply and to transcend them, so that we can have a higher vibrational experience of our lives. And we are each doing this in our own individual way. And yet, as we do this deep work, as we shift our own vibration, raising our vibration very organically. And again, that means ups and downs. That means hitting the highs of the awakening moments and hitting the lows of, oh my gosh, there's more healing to do. And that is all part of the process. If we could take that big giant step back, we would never doubt ourselves for a second when we're in those dark, heavy places. We would recognize it as the next level up. We're just leveling up. It doesn't feel like we're leveling up, but we are. We wouldn't be going through another dark night of the soul if we weren't ready for it. If we hadn't broken through the last level, we weren't ready for the next level. Right? And all of this can be very illogical, and not really make sense to our human brain, to our ego, to our human perspective, to those around us that may be fully immersed in the third dimensional experience, that may not be exploring their spirituality, their healing, their inner work, right? From the outside looking in, this healing stuff is messy. And sometimes I wonder, how do I convince people that this is really worth it? Because it doesn't always appear to be so much of a payoff, right? When we're deeply immersed in our healing, it's being deeply immersed in a lot of low vibration until we can move through it. And we can't be afraid of that. And we came here to do this work. And yet it's only the human lens that looks at that and sees that person as maybe weak or doing something wrong, or they see someone that's low vibrational as bad. I mean, yes, if you're constantly stuck in the victim program and blaming people and, you know, in a third dimensional lens, I still wouldn't call it good or bad. It might not just be in alignment with what you are desiring to be experiencing, but we can honor the differences, right? I mean, that's another important aspect of this journey is that everybody gets to choose. And they're choosing it at a soul level. So we might see people in our reality that are choosing third dimensional lives, choosing to be victims, choosing to blame, choosing to be in anger, choosing to be always focusing on the negative, right? And we can see that, and we could see it as a negative experience for them. And maybe it is painful for them at the human level, but at a soul level, there is a reason for them going through that. And at a soul level, I do truly believe that we choose those experiences. Maybe it's a young soul. Maybe it's a soul that just is in a lifetime where they're going through a lot of specific evolution that requires them to be in that consciousness. We don't know. We don't have access to that information, most of us, especially from our human lens, right? So we have to take that judgment piece out. We really do. We have to completely detach from what our ego makes things to mean and just fall back on those soul truths that we talked about in the last episode, right? The soul truths, some that I didn't even get into. We'll have to do another episode on more soul truths because there's certainly more. But remembering that at some level, we all chose what we wanted to be experiencing in this life, what themes we wanted to work with. And so maybe you're really good at a lot of things, but there's this one area of your life that you just can't seem to change, and you've been working and working and working at it. Allow yourself to relax into that, surrender to it, and know that you're not doing anything wrong. This was just maybe the core wound that you chose to work with, right? If it's worthiness, if it's enoughness, if it's lack or scarcity, victimhood, poverty, illness, whatever it is, please stop judging yourselves and thinking that there's something wrong with you if your physical reality is not reflecting back to you a high vibrational life and whatever your ego and brain thinks that that should look like. It means nothing. It means nothing. The fact that you're here now listening to this kind of a podcast in the first place speaks volumes about who you are as a soul and the rewards that are awaiting you on the other side of this experience. Whether those rewards come in this life or the next or at the soul level, I don't know exactly how all that works, but I do know that we're always expanding. And everything has a purpose. And if we are here doing this deeper healing work, then we are helping planet Earth and the collective in an immense way. And we can't always see the powerful, positive changes that we're making. So it's one of those things we have to just trust. But again, if you're here listening to this and you're doing this deeper healing work, then I know in my heart and in my soul that you're a light warrior and that you came here to help shift the vibrational frequency of the planet through your own personal work. And maybe through working with others as well, but that's not a prerequisite. All that matters is you, your vibrational resonance, and how you're treating yourself, showing up in the world, and how much love you can really bring to every situation. And there's never any judgment when you can't. It's only ever learning. We're only ever expanding and growing and learning and practicing. We're practicing something that has never been practiced before. Never in the history of the planet have humans been so invested in their personal work. In getting things right. And I say that in a good way, not in a judging things as right or wrong, but like wanting to align with the soul essence of who they are and who they're capable of becoming and aligning with that higher vibrational experience of what is available to us on this planet. If you could see how much love and appreciation there is for those of us that chose to come into this very dense, low vibrational planet and try to create this shift, you would never doubt yourself for a second. You would never spend another moment thinking you weren't good enough, or that you weren't getting it right, that there was something wrong with you. You just wouldn't. And that's what I'm hoping to help you see through these podcast episodes, is just how incredibly powerful, brave, and courageous you are, even in the moments where you feel like anything but. You are just by being here. So, the healing and awakening journey is, in fact, the same exact process as the conscious creation process. We create the reality we desire through healing the lower vibrational energies that are resonating within us, right? And I know that there's probably a lot of questions. I can just feel the questions, but how do I do that, Kara? How do I do that? The simplest answer is that we do it through love, through loving ourselves, loving each other, loving our journey as much as we possibly can in each moment, no more and no less. We don't judge ourselves when we feel like we've failed to bring love to a situation. But we use that as our guidepost, our North Star. That's what we're moving towards. That's the light that shines in the dark, the vibration of unconditional love. It's the vibration of what we are made of. And my belief is, or I guess my not my belief, but the way that I teach it is through the heart, through connecting with ourselves, through being in the present moment and remembering who it is we truly are. And what it takes to do that is the unlearning of all of the programs and beliefs around who we are not. And then we go back to the soul truths. Which I'm deciding right now I'm going to do another episode on, because I can think of a handful more. Okay. That is what I have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would like to stay connected with me and you're on Facebook, then please join my free Facebook group, Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls. And please answer the questions that are there to request to join, as that is my way of making sure that I only allow those that are aligned with the group to enter, as it is a very sacred space. And I come in there often to do live videos and offer support to this healing and awakening journey. I often will come in and channel messages for the collective, help to support members through energetic shifts that are happening on the planet as we experience them. And I share parts of my own healing and awakening journey with you, because we are all going through this together. And so if you would like to connect with me further, then please join me there. And I look forward to speaking with you next time. Till next time.